Hey, it's your girl Ronnie Duchess. Hey everybody, welcome. I hope you enjoy the podcast. I'm going to continue to make more. So if you know there's anything that you would like to say, just let me know in the message box and everything. So I do hope that you enjoy it. So today basically I'm just going to be talking about love, black love, because I'm in love and I'm a cute black girl. Love is love, and I love all love, but there is no greater love than black love to me. That is my opinion. That's how I feel when I see a strong black man and a strong black woman working together and building a family and having children, and then they grow them up to do the same thing. It's such a beautiful thing, and I just so want to see that so much more than all the broken families that we see. You know, we see single moms raising all these kids. Dad's not in a picture. He's off making more families, or he's locked up, or whatever the situation. I just hate that we keep seeing the same thing. Eventually we need to just break the cycle. Man need to stay with woman. Woman need to stay with man. They need to make it work if possible. I'm not saying force it, because if you're not happy, you're not happy. There is somebody out there for you that will make you happy. But I just feel that we need to go back to the olden times where our ancestors, our grandparents, they had a family structure. And it was a beautiful thing. You seen grandma and grandpa together. Now you just see mom and kids. You know, here and there you'll see dad in the picture, but it's just unfortunate that it's so common for everyone not to have their fathers in their lives. Either, you know, they're locked up, or they never met them. And it's really a sad, unfortunate thing. And I just hope that with society, it gets better. We see it on TV and we love the movies, but yet we don't practice what we see in the movies. And another thing that I don't like, and I don't appreciate in the movies, or I should say in the TV shows, we be having all these beautiful black families. You know, they coming up in the world. They got great jobs. They lawyers, doctors, judges, all type, you know, entrepreneurs and everything. And we see that. Our kids see that. They want to do that. You know, they see it on TV. Oh, I can do that. My family will be like that. And then they start taking the stuff off. And you just see it one by one, shows coming off. The Huxtables, The Proud Family, Fresh Prince was on there. They still running reruns, you know. That's all good. But it's a lot of shows that they have taken off the air. And I don't appreciate that. These kids should see that, because they don't always see it in their home coming up. So they see it on TV and they kind of want to following those steps. But if it's not projected on TV, then what do they have to look up to if they don't have it in their home? Like I said, I love love, but I love black love. I love my black men. I love y'all, but I need y'all to get y'all shit together. And I'm not bashing nobody, because women, we got to get our shit together. As women, we cannot expect a man to come into the picture and have all his things together. And man can't expect a woman to come into the picture and have her things together. We both come to the table and we both have something that's going to contribute and make it better. Nobody is better than the other. But the man is a provider. He is the king. He is a soldier. He is a protector. And he needs to act that way. It's not always the woman's job to do that. We get tired just like men get tired. But it's just so crazy that this day and age, you see the woman provider, the warrior, the protector. And these men out here, they doing whatever it is that they want to do. These men out here are, for real, they some straight bitches. Like, I'm just gonna put it out there like it is. They wearing tight ass clothes. They wearing purses. They got color hair. I'm trying to see, when did that ever come into style, into fashion? When did that come acceptable? Never do I want a man that has pants as tight as mine. Never do I want a man to get his nails polished. Never do I want a man that's gonna have a purse on. Babe, can I borrow your purse? The fuck do I look like? Like, that sounds and looks crazy. And I wouldn't want my kids to see that. And it's crazy because these men are followers. We supposed to follow man. But man is following man into the wrong thing. And I'm not understanding why they don't get that. Black men, you are leaders. You are warriors. You're supposed to lead us into good. But I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all out here in dresses, purses. Hell, we can't find nothing in the store because y'all done bought the shit up. Not for to go buy it for the woman, but you buying it for yourself. Like, that look crazy. Then you dyeing your hair and, like, me and y'all just look crazy. I don't understand it. I want a strong, intelligent black man that's going to protect me. I want him to have nice fitted pants. No damn purse, no color hair, none of that feminist or whatever the hell you want to call it. That stuff is not acceptable. I want a real man, not some old prissy ass man. Like, that's crazy. What can you do for me? You can't even protect me out in the street if you out here in a dress looking like a straight clown. We out here looking like two females. No, unacceptable. Men just need to get it together. Women, we gotta help these men out. Cause they I don't know how much more I can say that I love black love. That's me. That's what I see. That's what I love. Not knocking nobody else love, but me, I honestly love black love. A black man, a black woman is the most beautiful and most powerful thing, and I love it. It is what it is. So I guess that sums it up from there. I do hope you guys enjoyed it. You know, if so, come back. I have another episode for you to listen to. Of course, a different topic. You know, let me know your opinions, what you think. If you think I need to fix anything or add or whatever the case, please, I'm all ears. Let me know what you think. Thanks. Love you.